Proclamation number 5627, dated the March 15th, 1953. Fight with the sword of the tongue. Truth. Take up the fight against everything that is spiritually opposed to you. Fight with the sword of the tongue, for it is a holy battle. You are fighters for me and my kingdom. And whatever is spiritually opposed to you when you represent me in my word before the world is directed against me. My pure gospel shall be proclaimed to people. This is why I sent my disciples into the world to teach all nations. Only through the pure gospel, only through the truth, were they able to acquire the kingdom of God, for the truth proclaimed me and showed the path to me. As soon as the truth gets distorted, the path to me also becomes uneven. I can no longer be properly recognized, and people's goal becomes indistinct and will no longer be aspired to. If the path to eternal life is to be shown to people again, then the truth must pave the way to it first. People must be able to clearly and distinctly recognize me. Only then will they strive towards the right goal again. They will be able to reach me and attain beatitude and everlasting life. I myself am the way, the truth and the life. And you, whom I have chosen and educated as my disciples in the last days, you know the truth. You have received it from me myself, and you also know how dangerous error and lies are and how much spiritual adversity people suffer who are not instructed in the truth. This is why error and lies are my great enemy and also yours who live within the truth. And this is the enemy you shall fight. Time and again I give you this task, that you shall argue for me and my teaching, that you shall fight with the sword of your tongue. Although you will find many enemies who will support their wrong doctrine with conviction, you will be able to counter their misguided teachings with the pure truth and win every time, providing they are not obvious followers of the Prince of Darkness and don't really want light and truth, that they don't fight for what they have accepted as right but only for themselves and their power. Your sword will truly be razor sharp, for you will be able to refute everything that is wrong. The words will be put into your mouth. My spirit will guide you. Thus I myself will be at your side as your commander-in-chief, and the truth will be victorious indeed, but can also cost the enemy many victims who would rather perish than abandon their error so as not to lose their power. They are not interested in the pure truth. Instead, as my adversaries' representatives, they aim to darken the light with which they are confronted. Consequently, they will be the victims of this battle which, however, has to be fought out at the end of this time, for the Prince of Darkness will finally declare war on me. He will try to dethrone me with lies and defamation. And then you shall face up to him. I want to speak through you to those who are controlled by my adversary, and I also still want to show them the path which leads to the goal, to eternal life, which, however, can only be taken by means of the truth. Amen.